Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for all audiences, so tell your friends, tell your family, tell your loved ones, tell your hated ones, tell even your mortal enemies about this, because this is a show that everyone needs to get behind. It is really about something. This affects all of us. This is an epic on a global scale. This is not just local. It's not just a local problem. This affects every last dang one of us. Hello. This is DJ Butterfly Feces here. And on the other side of this line is the one and only comedy, Organic OK. Organic, speak up.
Oh, yes. This is Comedy Organic OK. How's it going, DJ Butterfly Feces? Guess what? Guess what? You won't believe what I did. I had Talk Dude. Remember Talk Dude, aren't you?
I remember.
I had Talk Dude. I was like, DJ Talk Dude. He said, hold on a minute. I said, man, yeah, you doing the hyping, you doing the mixing of the wordplay in your own way. And so, yeah, we took the DJ and we left you the feces. Ha ha! Now, everyone, let's go over this real fast. Now, this show is not only the corner from the microphone. This month is October International Disabled Awareness Month.
Mm-hmm.
And we will be not just telling you, well, just accommodate disabled people. You should accommodate yourselves, because so many of y'all out there, not even knowing, you're disabled in so many ways, and you have not been properly appreciated for all those disabilities and things that people have not necessarily allowed you to, you know, have, and you're looking at disabled people like, they ain't getting what I'm supposed to get, because I know I'm supposed to get it, and I'm living beyond my disability. Comprehension ability, and you've been neglected. That's not saying that you have not been pushing beyond your frame of understanding, but when someone truly needs and get the proper help that they need, they don't just become good and be complacent with what they're doing. It's about accommodating that peace of mind that you can become better, but appreciate those better moments so you won't be in a down spiral of oppositionals that you may not necessarily have to go through, right? So we want to appreciate those. I want to appreciate the host, DJ Butterfly Feces. Yes, and the show is called Cocoon in Front of the Microphone. Feces, how's it going?
It's going all right. It's going. This is a big month. I've taken a moment here and there when I ride the bus to take special notice of the disadvantaged who are riding.
Taking the bus? Okay. You've been traveling a while. What you been doing?
I've been doing this show with you. I've been basically
So you tell people you're catching the bus. I mean, you telling people about you on the bus. Okay.
I go people to and fro. I mean, I try to take special knowledge, whatever. And, you know, often, I'm not quite sure basically how to – I don't think a lot of handicapped people know it's Disabled Awareness Month, to the point that how do you tell them? Do you just go up there? Is that considered kind of rude, you know, calling attention to their handicap? Is it a good thing? Is it? I don't know.
It depends who you talk to and your understanding of how to talk to people, right? Because when you come to – even when you're talking to people that have certain personalities and chemical imbalance and things like that, people kind of respond to you based on how you respond to them in moments, right? So you got some people that consider the most hardest people to talk to because their mindset, people that just know how to penetrate them, right? You got to think about in your life, if people just, you know, they're just not to penetrate people in a way that they just, you know, become relaxed. And that's a technique and that's a gift. Everyone don't have that gift. Some people have the gift to talk to any type of person with any kind of personality, and that person just be just, oh, wow. you know. But think about how that in your life, what that really mean about opposition, and when you really change people's viewpoint of something that they weren't even thinking about. Think about that. If you just live your life and constipated, you know, that people get tired of hearing somebody just all day long, just sound like they don't got nothing made up in their mind. They got nothing. They don't know how to do nothing besides sit there and be, you know, we're not going to say that. I don't say that word. But my point for those out there is things that you need to truly be enhanced in your ability to understand what you truly have a passion for. And when you lose that insight of your passion, it's probably because you went so far in just compromising your thoughts. When you get to have to just compromise your thoughts and not eating properly, not sleeping properly, not exercising properly, not drinking enough water, for one. A lot of people aren't drinking enough water. I'm drinking enough water. Now, I understand, based on your body, based on some things in your body, you need – let me give this credit. I'm not – you know, I gotta credit this. Like, I can't tell people things, because when you don't have these credentials, you have to say a disclaimer, right? So let me disclaim this. I'm not your physician. I'm not a physician to be giving you advice. So let me refrain from that in a way. But I'm still gonna say this. I am not a physician. You know, and I'm telling you this. Every person that listen, it's something that you can truly do based on you, right? Every person is not the same. So you must understand, if you take something, you know, like, well, I drink about 16 cups of water a day. Well, guess what? Remember those little tiny cups? They still out there. Some of y'all are using today. Their cups are like 4-ounce cups. And really, like, little tiny cups that people use to pin a restroom a lot of times, to use certain types of, you know, stuff to wash your mouth out when you're not actually brush your teeth, right? You know, little tiny cups, they're real tiny cups. And some people have cups small, and they be drinking water. They be like, at that moment, like, they may have a huge cup and got 10% of water in the cup. So, yeah, I drink water about 20 times, and it's so small. And then the amount of that body, you're like, hold on a second. Are you starving your – you just starving, I mean, like, you really just pour with your water. You're like, you pour with your water. You know, somebody got a little 20-ounce cup of water, and they drinking the top of the water. So, I mean, I'm exaggerating, but some people would do something like that. I just drunk about 25 tops of water. And then everything else they're drinking that's not supposed to be drunk, they're drinking that with no regards. Right?
Right.
You know, some people say, well, you didn't buy this. You know, that's where some people say what to say. You didn't buy their drink. Why are you worried about it? Why are you worried about me drinking all this? This is, I spend my own money. You didn't buy it. Right? You got those people. And then some people know that they're diabetic and they're drinking way too much. And it's not necessarily, people get so caught up in doing what they want to do, they don't realize they're getting their own way. Now, feces, come on now. Don't fall asleep on the idea of what we're going through right now. We appreciate, you know, the understanding. Appreciate those people out there that are listening to the show, you know, in different parts of the world. We appreciate those people. And also, I appreciate the people that's in this part of the world, too. So, appreciation, it doesn't go short, not mentioning the people that appreciate you. And those are appreciation moments, regardless of what part of the world you are in. I appreciate you listening to the show. I appreciate all those out there that run their own blog, talk, radio platform out there that stand tuned into this show. We actually, you know, the show is not at the usual hour, 7 o'clock p.m. But CC's, I'm listening. What's going on? Tell us what's going on.
All right, indeed. It is 9:09 here. No, it's 9:10 here on the program. Cocooning from the microphone, please. call in. Let us know what you're thinking about on this Disabled Awareness Month, this day, which basically, see, this is a whole month-long thing, but tell us what's going on with you. Tell us what you plan on doing. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Now, I've told this story before, but I'm going to do it again. I was living in McKinleyville. That was my home. I spent most of my life there. McKinleyville, where horses have the right of way. And even though I've been all over, I have been virtually everywhere with organic. I have. I still maintain that is the best place there is. The problem is a lot of other people thought so too. That's why people didn't want to leave there. They stayed there. They wanted to work there. People who visited wanted to stay forever. The thing was, there wasn't a lot of homes available or jobs. No, really. My parents were on me to basically get a position, something, my own place, but nothing was available. I just sat in my room for the longest time thinking, what do I do with my life now? I've got to do something with this existence. Something.
Hey, Cece.
Huh?
Do you notice how people, like, how society, how they condemn you because you stay at home?
Yeah.
And don't necessarily know, you know, it's basic concepts, right? I want you to remember to mark where you at. But listen to this. Do you know how society look at people, look down on people because of what they're wearing, the clothes they're wearing, right? Said, oh, look at that guy, or look at that woman, or look at them with their shoes leaning to the side. And this, oh, man, right? Now, I don't want to get into people's financial, you know, categories, because when you start revealing things about people's finance at the same time, it starts bringing people to criticize you for having so much. Now, this is a thing that most people don't get the chance to really experience and have, is a lot of people don't have the experience of what success means. And now we know success as a whole, success doesn't mean necessarily the same thing. What success means to some of those that find it easy to charities and kind of scoot around, right? We say, well, I'm gonna donate to honorable charity, right? I'm gonna donate to honorable charity. Okay, now let's do this. DJ Buzz on PJ. Let's talk about this right now. If you said donate to an honorable charity, why it takes a charity for you to realize? Well, people. I don't want to listen to this. I don't want to donate to anybody that's taking money and spending it on joy in life. I don't know anybody sitting there buying themselves a car. I don't want them, you know. I don't want, you know, anybody to, you know, take my money. What is a charity? That's a good understanding about charity. Do you think charity and helping someone, does that mean that he was just supposed to stay poor and eat the minimum and you successful?
Well, no. I mean, I've always believed that charity should be a helping hand, not just a handout. I mean, like something like welfare should be sort of just something you need temporarily until you're up. I don't think you should get too dependent on it. But the thing is, like, no. That's what this whole thing I've often believed is about. We are trying to basically help get people off the streets, and we are trying to basically get the planet clean in and of itself. We're trying to do all these things.
Okay,
we're trying to do
okay. Species, man. Are you realizing the complex in the misguidings of where people's money have truly been invested in, undermining the people's conditioning, health, and wealth, right? And if you're truly getting crumbs and somebody's sucking the crumbs out your hand before you ever eat them, what they saying, oh, why did you eat the crumb? You took a long time to eat the crumb. For one, you know how hard it is to get the crumb properly in your hand. Pop in your hand and I lose the crumb. Look at this. What I'm saying to you is, it's too many people, majority, too many people that they're not getting, based on the low location they're at, they're not even getting enough to feed themselves. You know, they're not getting enough to feed themselves. Types of crunches where they are psychologically being castrated, right? If somebody push you so hard where they're not pushing you to success, but they push you into oppression and, you know, and down spiraling you where you're not motivated because they're just pushing you. Now, it's ways to inspire somebody. It's different than pushing them, right? Some people say people need a little push, right? Well, if you're on the edge, you already feel that hair on the back of your neck standing up, right?
Mm-hmm.
So somebody pushing you emotionally, you understand. If a person is at the top of the problem, you push them, all they do is go right back to the bottom of the problem. We're not truly looking at, oh, yeah, we look at the people that get over, right?
Mm-hmm.
But how is the actual system set up for people to be successful, right? Now, if you look at it, the people that really need money, guess what they don't get?
What?
They don't get money.
Dang. Yeah.
People that really, really need money, that really need it, they don't actually understand how to navigate the resource because the resource is so complex. They got to, if you look at really some of the resources, you say, well, no, it's not that hard. It's, all you have to do is just, it's simple. All you have to do is this, and you should have it. And you find people doing exactly what that is, what they call that is. And they find out it's not available funds. They don't qualify because they make too much. But based on what they make, based on their household, based on their job, based on their living condition, based on components, they are technically underserved, right? Based on their stats, and well, you got this amount of people, you make this amount of money. I understand this. People say, well, you got these accessories. You got your cell phones. You want to have cable. You want to have a house with that landline. You want these things. But understand, people are not. No one scaled up people's ability. Every person is not at the same living situation based on their health, right? So
indeed.
Health. You know, think about different counties, different jurisdictions. People are being under, giving resources in many ways. You find out the percentage of people, depending on the city you go to, the percentage of people that's been underserved, and then how they're spending money. Can you imagine this? Can you imagine spending all the money on the party and people need to eat? So, oh, I ain't got no food because I spent the money on just buying the cups and paper towels and streamers and things like this. I painted this room. I did everything, but what about the food people to eat, right? I'm just giving you an example. Most people can tell you the resources that they, even those that find out resources, for the small amount of people that are getting the resources, you'd be surprised. But they blame, oh, yeah, these people are getting resources. Oh, that's everybody taking advantage. Do you understand truly what percentage of people take advantage of the system?
Yeah, I understand. I mean, it's
giving people tickets in cities, giving people tickets and meter people, and the money they got is still all filed for bankruptcy.
Yeah. Well,
as you're saying, DJ Buffalo Feces, I'm listening. Now I'm gonna be on standby, so don't look for me to respond because I'm gonna be on standby. I'll be back in a little bit.
All right, you know the story by now. You should. Basically, Organic found me the very night I had been kicked out of my home by my parents, right around the holidays, no less. And he invited me to join him on his expedition, on his world tour. He was going to pick up garbage and basically get people off the streets as well. That's right. That's right. That was basically, that's what he did for me. In McKinleyville, California. I thought I was going to die there, but, you know, I still might. But, dang it, I was going to get to see the rest of the world. Go around there, help them, clean up the community, whatever. If you listen to our previous show, we were in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Well, we still were. We spent a few days there, if you know what I mean. We spent some time there. Time. Now, I was sitting around thinking, what am I going to do? Now, I need to basically help. I need to do something in particular. Once again, it was like any other time. We were picking up the garbage and whatever and trying to talk to the homeless people. But a way trying not to get too close because it can get dirty out here, you know. But trying to think of a way to help get them off the street and whatever. And I came across one guy in particular who looked really sad. He had a broken spirit way about him, really just kind of lost look. He had the saddest eyes I've ever seen. And I saw a lot of people on the streets, mind you. I really did. Now, as I was talking to him, we were talking about whatever. We were just talking. And then he basically told me he wanted to die. He wasn't responding much. I was doing most of the talking. I was talking to him. I was talking at him. And he told me that he had basically pretty much lost the will to live. He was looking forward to death. If he could, he wants to smoke and drink and do whatever it takes to get him to an earlier grave because his life wasn't working. Now, dang, I was taken aback by all this. We're supposed to help and save all these people, but what do you do when one of them doesn't want to live? The callous might say, oh, well, good, that's one less soul you have to worry about. What to do? What to do? There I was without means. I didn't know how to handle this. I went to Organic. I asked him, what do I do about this? There is this guy, and he's telling me he's suicidal. He told me he wasn't going to go on living. The guy told me, he told me about how he just felt like his whole birth was a mistake, like he shouldn't be alive. His whole life didn't work out. How he couldn't get his life together. How he tried to, you know, get by all means, all things considered, whatever, throughout most of his life. But in the end, it didn't work. And how he was just looking for something to take his life, anything. What do I do? I asked Organic. He said, dude, DJ, try to save him. Try to save him. Show him that maybe it is worth living. Here's the thing. As I was pondering all the things that were to live for, all the things to fight, I decided to just sit down and listen to all his problems. It was a sob story that had no end. It seems like everything in his life just didn't work out for him. He'd become so pessimistic, so jaded. And one thing he said he knew that was good about basically being out here on the street is he knew that pretty soon he was going to freeze to death because it was September. Winter was coming. He plans to freeze to death. He plans to basically just pass on. Dang. There I was finding myself basically trying to have a connection with this guy. I said, look. It was hopeless for me too. Look, I spent my whole life coasting by. I didn't know what I was going to do with myself. I never expected to find myself out here doing this and whatever. But something came up for me. He basically came to me and told me that he was going to help. He told me that. He said he was going to I'm going to go around here and doing this. And you know something? Don't do this to yourself, man. Don't just give up. Let life end. Don't end it. You know, maybe if you joined us, I went to Organic. I asked him as quickly as I could, please, let's consider taking this guy with us. Because you know something? If we had some help, maybe things would be okay. no, no. Maybe if we took this guy on, got him off the streets, he said, all right, dude, I'll try. We'll do it. But you know what? We can't just take every single – every time we see a tough homeless guy, you can't just pick him up off the streets and say, you know, yeah, let's bring him with us. Can't do that. Can't. And I realized he had a point. But I said to myself, I saved a life. I saved a soul. I convinced him not to pack it in. Yeah. But you got to help these people without basically inviting all of them to join our tour. You know what I mean? I thought about that. All right. I said to myself, now, what's about the rest of these? I heard their stories. They talked about how basically many of them, like my suicidal friend, didn't have family to take them in. Or they did have family, but they weren't going to put them up. You know? They weren't going to get by. And they were just finding they'd live to see the light of another day. They were all, whatever. I thought, okay. How many homeless shelters have they got in Pittsburgh? You know? Once again, about Pittsburgh. Now, it had some appeal. It had some charm to it. It wasn't one of those cities that really are a booming tourist attraction, you know? And it wasn't one of those cities that I always thought about visiting. But the truth is, I was happy to be here because I just saved somebody. I convinced them not to give it up. The guy became my friend. He was going to join us on all our tours, all our expeditions, and us seeing the world. There it was. I made a difference. I made a difference in Tijuana. I made a difference in Pittsburgh. I convinced a guy not to do himself in, not to put himself down. It was difficult. I mean, I had to basically convince him to get himself out of that mindset. You know, it's a slippery slope. You know what I'm talking about. You start thinking about that, that's all you're going to think about until one day it gets to you so much and you can't face life anymore and you do it. You go through with it. It was an important day. I did it. And I thought long and hard about all the other people out there thinking about doing that. They're still thinking about putting themselves down who nobody got to in time. Sometimes the natural order of life, there's just so many people. Some of them have to go. But this homeless problem, something needs to be done about it. You've been listening to Kakuna from the microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces, the one and only. Accept no substitutions. You can pick up all our shows off the web, off blogtalkradio.com. And when we're on the air, please call in. Let us know what's going on with you. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. All this Disabled Awareness Month, be aware of the disabled. Do something that helps. This is a month-long holiday. It is a month-long event, and it requires your help, your finesse. Make a difference. Do something with your life. Help the disabled, the disadvantaged, the handicapped. I want to thank you all for listening and for getting involved. Thank you for listening. Thank you, and good night.